The O'Dea crozier was made to the order of Bishop Conor O'Dea of Limerick in 1418. Cornelius O'Dea was from Carrafin, County Clare. It's thought that he was probably born in the latter part of the 14th century. He was appointed Archdeacon of Killaloe in the latter years of that century, and he was consecrated as Bishop of Limerick in 1400, and by all accounts he was an energetic and reforming cleric. Cornelius or Conor O'Dea retired as bishop in 1426, but not before an important event that took place in 1423, when King Henry V, King of England and Lord of Ireland, confirmed Limerick's charter as a city. The bishop died in 1434 in his native County Clare, but was interred in St Mary's Cathedral along with his fellow bishops. The style and form of the crozier is typical of medieval continental croziers, which were based on the crook of the shepherd, and it is the only native example of this type known in Ireland. Its exquisite craftsmanship makes it unique. Made of silver gilt, it measures over 6 feet long. It is decorated with enamel, pearls, and engraving. The staff is formed in three sections, screwed together with threads of silver wire. The elaborate section, called a lantern, is decorated with enamel plaques showing the popular saints of the time, including St. John the Evangelist, St. Catherine of Alexandria, St. Barbara and St. Bridget. Engraved in Gothic lettering are the words, "Cornelius O'Dea caused me to be made in the year 1418. This magnificent piece is displayed in the Hunt Museum. Along with its companion piece, the O'Dea Mitre, they are the only complete pontifical items of office from this period in Ireland, which makes them unique and valuable.